mind will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. You know, y'all hear me say that all the time, that I'm going to be changed. I ain't going down there. When he come back, he gonna just take me on up. I believe that in my heart. And God said he'll give you the desire of your heart. Because he know that I don't like to be close in. I don't like getting on elevators. So can you imagine me in a box? No. My God ain't gonna do that to me. Hallelujah. Also, they should be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. Now, that word caught up is a Greek meaning to be snatched up, lift up, but this one I like, transport or rapture. I'm going to be transport. I claim it in the name of Jesus. Transport. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when Paul mentioned the air, he's referring to the air of Satan's domain. And look how he said it. This event is a triumph gathering in over defiance of Satan's mess. Look, Satan, where we are. We in your territory now. See, you thought you could get more people than what I got. But look what I got following me. I got an army following me. So, Satan, look at this. You know, it's good when you go in their territory and let them know that God done won this battle. See, the battle ain't ours. It's the Lord. And see, when he showed the world that he done won that battle, all they can do is just sit there and just look. Here come the King, the Redeemer, the Savior, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There he is. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then the apostle is, verse 17, was saying, the greatest happiness is to be with the Lord, to see him, live with him, and enjoy him forever. And this should comfort the saints at the death of their loved ones and their friends. And we and they, with all the saints, not some, all the saints, shall meet our Lord and be with him forever. No more, no more to be separated either from him or one another. And verse 18, I'm coming to a close, gives us the outcome of the revelation of sorrow and grief. And that is to comfort and encourage. It does not say to terrify one another with these words. Because the thought of the Lord coming do not produce terror. For the believer, it is hope that thrills. It's hope that cheers. It's hope that courage. It's hope that encourage. It's hope that is joy. It's hope that is peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 And the Bible said, wherefore, comfort one another. It's not only mean to comfort in the usual sense of the word, but also to instruct, exhort one another, and to talk about these things. So in connection with Christ coming, there is a sound to be heard. Oh, God. A sight to see, a miracle to feel, a meeting to enjoy, and a comfort to experience. That's why we are to hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why we ought to comfort one another. Because there are some things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. All that God gonna show us in his coming. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. So I don't know what the third one is. I got one more. But all I know is I thank you, Jesus. God get us ready. He's preparing us. That's why he's telling us, wants us to hear this now. At this set time, God revealed things to us. But we got to catch it. Because if we miss it, we're going to be lost. So I thank God for the word. And I ain't going to stand up here and say, anybody that want to make a different walk, come on. Anybody want to start over, come on. Anybody want to say, Lord, I'm tired of being sick and tired, come on. Amen. Just come. This is a time for reckoning. Yeah. Jesus. Come. Encourage one another. And those unbelievers that have not experienced that relationship with Jesus Christ, tell them about it. Tell them that it's not the end when somebody dies. Tell them that it is the beginning of a new life that we have not ever seen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
KAYT-FM. We've got the best in classic gospel, contemporary, traditional, quartet, and hip-hop. Whatever you like, we got your flavor. K-A-Y-T. K-A-Y-T-FM.
Hello, this is Catrice Mason. I'm back with something new. If you're like me, you love to shop. What if I can show you how to shop for non-toxic, healthy products and get paid for it? Products that would rid you of high blood pressure, eczema, diabetes, obesity, osteoporosis, cancer, and more. Enjoy the fun activities with your loved ones again. Don't let this pandemic steal your joy. Make the right choice to become healthy. Please remember, health is wealth. You know as well as I do, it's time for you to make a change. 318-730-8441.
Catrice Mason is another underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Isaiah, age 26.
I got COVID in October 2020, and 3 weeks later, I started having long-term problems. I used to be able to dance all day, but now just getting up gives me chest pain. I can't comprehend words at times. It's honestly been a scary journey.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Learn more at voicesoflongcovid.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Louisianans come from all different walks of life, whether you work in an office or on a farm, love hunting, or enjoy crabbing. It's time we all stepped up and gave COVID the boot. If you're vaccinated, get the booster for maximum protection. If you're not, get vaccinated so you don't get sick or pass the virus on to someone who is vulnerable, like a baby or an older person. So, no matter what you wear on your feet, step up, Louisiana, and let's all give COVID the boot.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health and this station.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
Breath of God, breathe on me. Let your anointing fall. Just